Get to work informed with Larry Richard and John Shumway in the KDKA Morning News right now. News Radio 1020 KDKA.
743 KDKA. We've met a lot of interesting people in this program,
to say the least.
But the rodent whisperer?
Yeah, there are a lot of those rodents and bugs
whisperer?
That are coming out earlier than normal because we had such a mild winter.
Yeah, and our next guest has done something he's never done in his entire life. Sean Linnan is here from Affordable Extermination Services. Sean, good morning.
Good morning, guys. How are we?
Good. Tell them what you did that you've never had to do before.
Well, coming this January, we ended up having to do termite treatments in January due to swarming of the reproductive.
No, wait a minute.
Swarming of the reproductive.
Why is it unusual to do it in January?
Well, termite season, actually, for the eastern subterranean termite, that's what we have here in Pennsylvania that is most prevalent, actually doesn't start until April. So, I mean, that's a significant increase of time that they're showing their reproductive.
Wow.
So what, with all this warm weather, what kind of unusual circumstances is it creating right now for people's homes?
Well, I mean, people aren't prepared for, the spring thaws and, having to get the things done on the exterior of their home that they normally do until later in the spring. It's taking a toll on people.
So, Sean, are we talking about needing to treat the outside so they don't get inside? Is that what you're saying?
Well, the termites specifically, is eastern subterranean termite lives in the ground. They build tunnel systems through cracks or crevices in the foundation to get to the cellulose and lignin in the sill plate. Well, termite treatment is how we have to do it here in Pennsylvania, is pump chemicals down into the soil that touch the foundation of the home to prevent them from being able to come in. What they're going to do is they're going to take that soil and they're going to start making their nesting areas out of it, building those tunnel systems that they need to keep themselves moist. And in doing so, they're transferring that chemical in and out of the structure and as well into the nesting area to eradicate the colony.
And that's it?
That's it.
You make it sound so easy.
It's not too bad. Anywhere there's concrete touching the foundation of the home, you have to drill a half-inch hole every 6 to 12 inches. But you get that continuous barrier over there, you've got years of protection.
You sound way too happy about this.
Yes, my livelihood. Insects are far superior to humans. I mean, they're a great social insect. Love them.
Wait a minute. You just said the termites?
You prefer bugs to people.
Absolutely. You heard of that.
You love termites.
Yes, I do.
What makes them so special?
They put meat and potatoes on my plate every spring.
And it sounds like they're starting out putting the meat and potatoes out there a little bit earlier this year. What else besides termites do we need to worry about?
Carpenter ants are, hitting hard right now. They're a big issue too. Any of the wood-destroying insects, carpenter ants, carpenter bees, potter post beetles, the emerald ash borer, they're all, wood-destroying insects that can, affect our homes. So we want to make sure that we don't have any damp wood. Water control is your key. You control the water, you can control pretty much any living creature.
So keep all those moist things like old tires and that around your house away.
Absolutely, absolutely. Don't be putting, your fire pit real close to the house and leaving your lumber pile sitting around. Don't have any wood close to the foundation. So never good, and make sure that your downspouts are properly sealed and diverted away from the house. Main food source of pretty much every insect out there is water. After that, it's decomposing organic material. Reduce both of those, you're going to have an easier time with the insect control.
Hey, define what you mean by close to the house.
Touching it. I mean, you should have a 2 to 3 foot barrier, but even that is still, risky. Termites live in the ground. You can't see them coming. So they get under the ground after you cut down that local tree. And, they're eating the wood underneath it, and there they are.
Sean, you remind me of Bill Murray in Caddyshack.
Yeah, but I'm not chasing a gopher. We don't chase those. They'll come right to us.
What about stink bugs?
Stink bugs, I mean, they are a little bit of a problem, but you're going to see a great reduction in their populations due to the Department of Agriculture releasing the Asian wasp that is going to go out. And they lay their egg next to the stink bug eggs. They hatch, and then the larva consume the stink bug eggs.
Oh, great. So now we have to worry about the doggone wasp.
No, not really. This one is a non-aggressive, small, honeybee-sized, wasp that isn't known at this time to be aggressive, but, you know, that's how it goes.
Wow. Sean Linnan, Affordable Extermination Services. You are a plethora of information, my friend.
Walking the Sunshine City of Britannica.
Thank you. Who needs Google when we got you?
That's right.
All right. Happy swatting.
He's available for your extermination and parties.
All right, guys. Enjoy your day.
All right, you too.